many people on who are opposed to this agency object to Elizabeth Warren?
I think initially there were a lot of objections from the industry. People thought that she was more of a radical individual, a consumer advocate that might not fully understand the financial industry and their just the profit, the way that that banks are run, the way that they operate. And so I think she sparked a lot of fear among companies and people in the industry that she would use these broad powers at the Bureau and make decisions that could hurt profits, that could hurt, that could limit choices that companies can make. And so there's been a lot of angst about Elizabeth Warren.
Mark. It should be noted, though, that bankers are warming up to her because they've realized that she does understand their business, that she's a good listener, and that she has no intention of making life more difficult for the small banks in particular. So 2 days ago, the head of a very powerful trade association in Washington, the Independent Community Bankers, said that he thought that he didn't endorse her, but he thought that she was doing a very good job, was listening very well to the needs of small community banks, most of whom weren't involved in creating this crisis, and could potentially do a good job.
Mark.
You know, a couple points. And first of all, I mean, I'm somebody who absolutely believes in the rule of law, and it needs to be important that our agencies and our government should not matter what somebody had for lunch that day. You should have the same set of regulations regardless who's running it. And I think it's been a mistake to make the argument about Elizabeth Warren. This is about the agency. If you were nominating me for the agency, I would still say it has to be a board. So I think accountability is an important part of this. I also want to address what I think is largely a canard. While the banks have problems with it, there are a number of people who very legitimately, I mean, for instance, the opposition to the agency in the Senate was Senator Shelby, who only a number of years ago was given the Legislator of the Year award by Travis's organization. Travis knows that Senator Shelby's not a shill for the banks. He knows that I'm not a shill for the banks.
Travis?
True. Absolutely true. Senator Shelby has been out front on some important consumer issues like credit reporting, and Mark is a reasonable guy. That doesn't mean these bills, though, won't handcuff the agency.
Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America. Short break. We'll be right back. And here's an email from Abby, who says, to your guest who expressed concern that the same employees who failed, could he speak to the difference in mission and goals of the agency? Would a change in focus from corporate to consumer concerns perhaps give those employees the tools they need to be effective advocates, something they could not do at the Fed?
I mean, my reaction to that is, I mean, that's a very good question. And certainly the argument behind the agency is that if we set up something different, there'll be different incentives. I think that remains to be seen. I mean, certainly same employees brought the same perspective to it. I don't believe that the Fed necessarily failed on the job of consumer protection. I mean, I absolutely believe they failed on the job when it comes to monetary policy, but that's a different issue. So I do think the argument that somehow these agencies were not taking consumer protection seriously, was not part of it. And of course, there was no contribution to the crisis from things like payday lenders and check cashers who were not under federal supervision before.
Go ahead, Travis.
Well, two things. First, I think most Americans would completely disagree. The Fed blew it when it came to subprime mortgage loans. They had authority starting in 1994 to deal with it, and they ignored it until it was too late. Second, it is absolutely not the case that many of the senior employees in particular who were involved in those failures are coming over to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In fact, some lower level staff will be going over there, the top leadership, none of whom were involved in those debacles.
All right. Let's hear what Elizabeth Warren had to say to Stephen Colbert on May 3rd, 2010.
So the idea behind the Republican Consumer Agency is that they will take the heads of all the agencies that failed and brought us to this economic crisis,
yes.
The folks who were asleep on the job and didn't protect consumers,
yes.
And they'll put them in a committee and put the committee in charge.
They know the lay of the land, though. They know.
They do.
You know, why do we need reform? Don't we? Why do we need to regulate the banks? Don't we have bank regulators now? There's something called bank regulators. I've heard that term bandied about. Why do we have to wear, like, why do we have to wear a belt with our suspenders? We already have one set of regulators.
No, actually, right now, we don't have any pants on when it...
I agree with that, Travis Plunkett.
Well, she's absolutely correct that in terms of the emperor having no clothes, so to speak, that consumer protection has been an abject failure in recent years at the federal level. It's important to note that accountability was an issue here. I mentioned those seven agencies. I mentioned that all of them had a little bit of responsibility, but none of them made it a priority when it came to consumer protection. That's why a single director who's completely accountable both to Congress and the president and the American people is important. If they mess up, there will be no excuses.
And joining us now by phone is Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Barney Frank. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Diane.
Talk about how important you see the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to be for people in this country.
It has two very, very clear signs of importance. In the first place, the suggestion that consumer-related problems weren't part of the lead up to the crisis couldn't be more wrong. Inappropriately granted mortgages were both a consumer abuse and a systemic problem. And Travis Plunkett just gave you the basic facts. In 1994, Congress passed the Homeowners Equity Protection Act, and it empowered the Federal Reserve to regulate mortgages and to regulate them, by the way, whether they were issued by regulated entities called banks or the unregulated mortgage lenders that were doing it. And Alan Greenspan, as a matter of ideology, refused to use it. There were people on the Federal Reserve, one in particular, who said we should do this, and he refused to do it. In addition, the controller of the currency, and this was a Clinton appointee holdover, let's make this a little bipartisan, named John Hawke, he used federal powers to preempt all of the state consumer protection laws that applied to national banks. Literally, if you were a national bank, no state law trying to protect consumers could apply, whether or not it was found to be inconsistent or an interference. And Congress had given the Federal Reserve the power to promulgate a code which could be used to protect consumers. The Federal Reserve refused to do it. So there was a clear conscious refusal by the bank regulators to do it, because, frankly, their main job was bank regulation, as they saw it, and they had these relationships with the banks, and consumer protection was at best a second thought and sometimes not thought of at all. We had hearings on this issue, and I asked, for instance, the general counsel to the Federal Reserve how many meetings he could remember consumer issues being discussed at. I think like one over many, many years.
All right. So now, is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's existence at risk?
Its ability to function effectively is at risk. The Republicans understand that consumer protection is popular, ending credit card abuses, ending bad mortgages, etc. So they don't want to make a frontal assault on it. But they have a series of measures which, taken together, would make it impossible to work. In the budget debate, the first budget debate of this year, they cut its funding very substantially. Now, the president and the Senate pushed back, and we got that restricted, but they tried to do that. Secondly, They want to give the bank regulators, that's what you heard Elizabeth Warren just telling Stephen Colbert, they want to give the very bank regulators